Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big, huge trade yesterday on Father's Day. Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, a gang of second-round picks going to the Washington Wizards for Bradley Beal, who will team with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Campaign, and we don't know who else. But here's I'm going to let you have the first go at it.
All right.
What do you think about the trade? How do you like it or not like it?
I like the trade, but I like it for two different reasons, and there's a small reason why I wouldn't like it. I like the trade because when you get Kevin Durant and you realize the way that they got mollywopped and got waxed by the Denver Nuggets, especially in Game 6, the way he showed up and the way Devin Booker only dropped 12 points, you need more firepower. And Bradley Beal is that. It's more firepower. But I said on Saturday on Martin and VJ, I don't like the move for a small point that if you have to give up so much that you can't absorb, like giving up the bench, like what they did with Durant. When they made the Durant deal, they had to give up so much. They didn't have enough there on the bench and defensively to absorb that type of move. So you knew it was a move for the future. I believe I saw you say the same thing on First Things First. So I like the move for firepower, but you still now have to load this bench up. You have Vogel as a head coach who's a defensive-minded guy. Right. So you got to get veterans that could just not only play, they can play defense. They need to be able to guard and defend in the Western Conference. Now, when I first saw this deal, the first name I looked for that would be leaving was DeAndre Ayton, and I didn't see that name, and that made me like the deal even more because I like him more than it seems like most people do. A 18, 19, 20 and 10 guy, big. He's improved his game. He's got the mid-range jumper going. He's got the little floater one hand going out. Yeah, he played well in the playoffs. So he had a game or two where he probably could have done a little more, but every player does, right? But I thought that him being still there after this deal was done made me like it a whole lot more. But then today you hear he could be in trade moves they could be moving. Exactly. They could be moving
that's
him
the
anyway.
Question, will he stay? Now, look, I feel somewhat similar to you. I think that from a basketball standpoint, I don't mind the trade for Phoenix.
Yeah,
I actually like it because, and here's the thing people have to understand, even if they had not made this trade, they still were in a position financially where they would have had trouble filling out their roster with quality players anyway.
Yeah.
Okay? So now you still will have that problem, but you also got a guy like Bradley Beal who, to your point, will give you more firepower. Let's start with this. People have to remember, And I know it's not always this cut and dried and this academic. However, the Phoenix Suns gave Denver more trouble than anybody else in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? They got two games. Again, it doesn't always work out this way. It doesn't mean they're necessarily the best, better than the Lakers, better than the Timberwolves, better than the Heat. But it's something to look at.
Yeah.
They played eight games together in the regular season, Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. They lost Chris Paul, and they came out there and got two games off the world champions. Lakers couldn't do it. Timberwolves couldn't do it. Heat couldn't do it. So there's that. Now, to your point, from a basketball standpoint, they got Devin Booker, who showed he can play point. Now, he's not a true point guard, but he showed he can handle the ball. He can dish it. He scored and he passed it tremendously in the playoffs, averaged 30 and almost 8 assists. And then Bradley Beal at times can bring it up as well. So those two will probably alternate handling the point guard duties. We know what KD does. He doesn't have to dominate the ball. I'm with you on Ayton. I mean, Ayton, look, his motor's always been in question at times, right? Even in college, is he going to bring it every night? Is he going to be, sure, you know, have that aggressive attitude every night? And that's an issue.
Yep.
But as a fourth option, he'll get you 17 and 10 with just by being out there, and you're going to need size. He's not going to shut down Nikola Jokic, but he's big enough to at least get in his way, be athletic, contest shots, so on and so forth. The two questions I have about Phoenix, VJ, are not necessarily about their quality of play that they'll get from their big four, but it is their health.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Durant's averaged 34 games a year for the last four seasons. And Bradley Beal's averaged like 52. So the health is a question, and the depth. But you notice, role players should play better around four other guys that are like that, three stars that the defense has to be ready for. Torrey Craig, all you have to do next year, this summer, work on your three.
Yep.
Shoot threes all day, every day.
1,000.
And come in ready to defend.
Yep.
So, look, here's the issue. Is it going to work? By work, I mean this. Win a championship.
Exactly.
That's the only – it's not about getting to the finals.
Exactly.
You've been there. It's not about being a contender. You are that already. You have to win a ring. And I will say this, whether it's health, whether it's lack of depth, I don't think they're going to win a ring. They can. They're capable. But if you put a gun to my head and said, are they going to win the championship, I would likely say – no.
Yeah, I would take the field.
And I hope I'm wrong, kind of, to be honest.
Well, here's the thing. If you ask me to take the field right now, I'll take the field. But we haven't had the draft. I think there's going to be a lot of movement between now and Thursday, even draft night. I think there's going to be a lot of movement. You see, the Western Conference is almost in reshuffle panic mode.
Yeah,
we don't know what's up with Dame. Everybody's going to be trying to do something. You got the hometown Lakers out here where I am in L.A. What are you going to do with AD with the extension? LeBron floated the retirement thing. Well, we know that's not real. He's going to come back and play. He still can put up 27 a night, 7 and 8, and, you know, LeBron's still doing him. What's it going to really lean on is Kevin Durant. Now, a lot of people bang on LeBron for playing with all these other great players. Okay, and I'm a KD guy. I'm from the DMV. I saw him play at 15 years old at Montrose Christian Academy in high school. It's time to show up now. Like you said, you got to go get a chip now, bro, because the two chips you got are with that Golden State squad, and then they won one before you and one after you. You did the super team thing in Brooklyn, didn't work out. You and Kyrie and Harden didn't play enough together, and now you have Booker and you have Beal, and if they keep Ayton, like you said, and if they add a supporting cast, bro, you got to go get this ring this year. The finals ain't going to cut it, and the Western Conference Finals is not going to cut it.
And he can't – well, look, he's going to be 35 in September.
Yeah.
So you don't generally get healthier as you age.
No.
And like I said, he's already been injury prone. Heck, he got hurt in the layup line, for goodness sake.
Twisted his ankle in the layup line.
All right, so yeah, they have to – their chances of winning a championship are going to decrease every year.
Yeah. The window's closing.
Their best
fast
chance to win it will be next year. And so, look, Frank, you mentioned Frank Vogel. He's a good defensive coach.
Yeah.
Look, defense in the NBA is about scheme So you have a coach who can put together a proper scheme. And it's about heart and technique and desire.
One, two.
If you have the requisite athleticism, size, and strength. And they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have enough to be they're not going to be the number one defensive team in the league. But they have enough if Beal and Devin and Ayton and Durant and whoever the fifth starter is, Torrey Craig, whoever. If they put forth the effort, then they should be able to be adequate defensively. All right? And then we saw it with Miami. It's a lot of undrafted players out there that can ball.
Yep.
So this is going to be on their scouting department to fill out that roster with vet minimum guys that might not be great individually from an NBA level context, but with superstars like that drawing attention, they can hit the open three. They can make smart plays. They hustle defensively. Nobody thought Bruce Brown had this.
Nah.
Right?
Yeah, he was with the Pistons. He was with my Pistons. So I saw him
now he's about
personal.
To get paid.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So they need to go out and find guys like that. And you can find them.
They're all over the place, man. You definitely can find them. Also, too, with defense, you said hard, desire. To me, it's simple. You have to get stops in the NBA when you need stops. I understand if you have a little defensive mishaps in December, in January, and every now and then in like right. a March. But by April, bro, you have to get stops when you need some. You don't have to be a great defensive team. You just need to have the one. I call it the want to. The want to get this stop. The want to stop this guy who's been cooking you for three quarters. And it's time to slow this guy down or shut this guy down so you can go get this dub. So I think Vogel is important in this, but also shift to the main player we haven't mentioned, Beal. I always felt Beal was a 2-3 guy. I never felt Beal was a Batman or Superman. He's more like Flash.
No,
he's more like Aquaman, right? Like he can do some stuff. He can talk to the fish, but you can shoot and kill him.
He's a great third option.
You know what I'm saying? But this is perfect for Bradley Beal. You talk about a guy that just kind of stand over there and wait to get the ball to shoot. So many eyes are going to be on Booker and Durant.
Oh,
Beal, man.
And he can create his own stuff.
Exactly.
He can create for other, like offensively, come on.
Yeah, he should be launching.
They should be nice.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Tim McMahon was on the latest edition of Brian Windhorst and the Hoops Collective podcast. It's a great pod if you like NBA talk, but buried at the very end of the podcast, you had to put it at the front, they're out talking about the Ja Morant suspension, and Tim McMahon says that the people in, and well, he's heard indirectly, that Ja and the people who are in or formerly in his camp feel that the NBA is, quote, out to get him, as is the NBA media. Talking about Ja Morant.
Now, I got to say this, VJ. The NBA wants nothing more than the success of Ja Morant. I was actually talking to a person that works in the league for a team, and he's been in the league for a while now, and he was lamenting the fact that there really isn't that clear-cut American superstar who's going to become the face of the league, the next face of the league. Obviously, you have LeBron and you have Steph, but all of the guys that are really in position to be the face of the league, mm-hmm. Nikola Jokic, Giannis, Luka, and who knows what Victor Wembanyama is going to be. They're all, of course, international. And obviously, we love the international players, but it was just saying, man, where it's never been a time where an American hasn't been one of the big key faces of the game. And is that going to be good for the league? And we both were saying it was supposed to be Ja. It really ideally would have been Ja and Zion.
Yeah.
But Ja is the guy of all the American young players, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, whoever else you want to throw out there, because there's plenty of good American players. Ja Morant is the one, take away the off-the-court stuff. He has the game. His team was a contender. He is arguably the most electrifying and exciting player in the league. And he had a kind of a rags-to-riches story, right? Freaking Murray State. Mm-hmm. So the league, look, Ja Morant's success, if he does come back from this and, resurrect his career and continue to play great, if not even better basketball, then he will become one of the faces of the league. And the league will love that, because the more successful he is, the more successful the NBA is going to be. So this notion that the NBA has it in for Ja Morant, what? Like, that seems utterly ridiculous to me to even contemplate.
Well, it's not ridiculous for me to contemplate, because when this suspension thing came out, I was hot. I was heated, and I let it be known on our show Saturday and, through my social media. But when I saw this, I come at it from two ways. I get why you're saying exactly what you're saying. Everything you just said perfectly. I get exactly why you're saying that, and I don't have a lot of pushback against it. What I will say, though, and you guys always, your phrase here on the Odd Couple, we keep it real, so I'm going to keep it real. Right. The reason why this comes out like this is because it's the gun. And in America, in our society, in today's world, when black athlete has gun, there's a certain picture painted. There's thug, criminal. You're supposed to fear that. And when anybody else does it, he's defending his home. They're a hunter. They have all rights to Second Amendment. He's not the only NBA player that's posed with guns before. Chris Kaman posed with guns right after the Aurora movie theater shootings with two AR-15s. And there wasn't this type of reaction with it. Now, he wasn't waving it around or holding it like Ja was holding it, but there wasn't this type of reaction to it, because for him, it's, well, that's his amendment. That's his right. He has the right to own a gun. He has a right to pose and hold up his gun. That's where I think it also
was viewed, and I hear you, because I made some of the same points that, you know, early on in this.
Yeah.
But I also think it was, he was a known hunter. I'm just saying.
I get, and that's fine. And that's
a
word.
Was kind of playing with it, like, you know, but I feel you. That's a valid point.
And
though.
I'll go just off our community, period. Just real talk. Black celebrities, our people, our community, we flash things. We flash our money, we flash our clothes, we flash our jewelry, flash our lady.
That's a stereotype.
I know it's a stereotype, but in that community that he comes from, that he's showing or he represents or doesn't represent or what have you, that is what they do. So I can see where his camp is coming from, because what they want to say is, well, you didn't do it to this guy, or he's being treated unfairly. If you do that, now you're gaslighting. Now it's a whole big thing.
But
so
then,
you have to put
a
broad.
You know what the statement would have been, should have been then? If that's how they felt,
yeah,
it should have been like, why are you viewing this black man with a gun differently than you view Chris Kaman, or you would view a white athlete? I brought it up.
If it was
Bryce Harper with the Phillies, would it have been as much an issue? And so, but don't single out Ja. If you want to say, oh, you guys are, you're looking at black athletes, young black athletes differently. And I get where you're saying, but I'm just, don't come at like it's just Ja. And they did meet with him and say, obviously, look, you can't be flashing guns on your social media. And he went out and did it anyway.
Yeah.
And I feel, look, I think there is a lot of hypocrisy within this country, period.
Yeah.
We talked about politicians, Republican politicians with their kids holding assault weapons. In hip hop, obviously, it's very prominent where young black men are glorifying gunplay and killing and things like that. But yeah, he does it. That's actually where what he's trying to copy. And so I feel you on all that, but the NBA is a private league and they can make the rules that they want to make. And so they within their rights to, you know, suspend him and things like that. But my concern, VJ, for more of this was for Ja Morant's safety. And I've said that from the get-go. I am most concerned about his own safety because he's playing like he's a gangster, and we all know his upbringing. That doesn't mean he couldn't be tough. That doesn't mean he couldn't have certain things he's into, but he wasn't brought up like that. And so you're putting yourself out there where some people that really live that life might come at you in a certain way because you're portraying that this is what you're about. And so I'm more concerned about his own safety, whether he would hurt somebody with a gun or get hurt himself with a gun. And so hopefully, I think this suspension hopefully serves as a wake-up call for him because he needs it. A lot of what you said was true, but that does not negate the fact that he needs a wake-up call because he could put himself in a bad position.
I will push back a little bit on the upbringing, and I think that's actually a stereotype, because when kids are from a certain from the hood or from the ghetto, they're expected to be something or expected to act a certain way. But if you come from a two-parent home, both his dads are home, is from the suburbs. I'll just speak from my own experience. I was raised in the suburbs. My mom got remarried and had a stepdad. I had two parents in my home. I lived in the suburbs. I went to a suburban-type high school. Go Google Gangs of Northern Virginia, where I grew up from. Just because you're from the suburbs or just because you had a certain type of upbringing doesn't mean that things do not influence young men and things that they want to be.
That's one of the reasons people criticize hip hop.
They want to be,
because it is influencing young kids who aren't in that environment. And we know enough about his environment. You're right. It could be dudes from the suburbs rolling like that.
Yeah.
But we know enough about his upbringing that he wasn't rolling like that. Now he might have. We've seen even pictures on Instagram when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Posing like he's this and that. So he's clearly held these fantasies about that life. That doesn't mean he came from that life.
I get that. But also, too, one thing I do want to speak on, since we're using the term that life, once you are ingrained in that life, I've seen guys that I was cool with in middle school and at the beginning of high school who weren't in that life. And then once they became and joined and got down and joined again and got in that life and started running with those, that is who they became. Now, they didn't come from it, but
do
that
you
is,
think Ja was down like that no, in no, junior no. high or no, high that, okay,
that's the example I'm using. I don't think he was. Yeah. I think, though, that being in Memphis, which is a heavy area for that, the city I frequent right. a lot of times in my life, and I just push back on, oh, man, you being something you not. You don't know what that man is. He may be that right now, and that's
you know,
why
we know
he
what he
doing...
is. He's a basketball yeah. player.
Well, there's
and
a lot
he played
of...
AAU, and he went to Murray State. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, real talk. I'm not saying he can't be tough.
Yeah.
And he can't be, you know, like that life, but that's not what he was doing.
That's not what he was doing, but I get it, but I do tread lightly on any man can make a decision to change who he is and what he want to do. I'm with you. Something could happen to him. But if Ja feels like I'm down like this and I've been indoctrinated into this life by these people around me that other people, y'all don't know, that, like, this is what I am, then it's like I can't go against that. And if something
Why
happens
can't you
to
go
you,
against it if it's putting him in harm's way?
Because
the last thing we want to see is another young black man.
Absolutely. But he also is making a decision to be part of that life, Chris. And that's why I can't tell another grown man.
Well, you're either going to be a part of that life or you're going to be a part of the NBA.
True.
I mean, that's what the league is saying.
Yeah. So Carmelo Anthony said, Carmelo said the Davis Stern told him, sat him down and said, you're either going to be part of the NBA or you're going to be part of the street. So
there you go.
You're right.
And so you're right. If Ja says, yo, I'll give up the $200 million. I'll give up, right? Is he going to do all that?
No.
So that's all I'm saying.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. How much pressure do you think is on Kevin Durant to win a title following this trade? Because a lot of you saw it, I'm sure you saw it all weekend or once the trade happened. Everybody talking about, man, KD stay on a super team. You know, I mean, he had Harden and Westbrook and himself early on in his career. And I know that wasn't really a super team because they were all so young. And then, but once he left Oklahoma City, and then because they traded Harden, so they just had him and Westbrook, he obviously went to Golden State and stuff was just unfair. And then he went to Brooklyn with Kyrie and they got James Harden. And that was a super team, but they just really never had a chance to play together for the most part because of health or, you know, the vaccine and things like that. And now he has Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. And he obviously didn't win a ring in Brooklyn. And so if he doesn't win one here, you know, will that be a knock on his legacy? So your thoughts, how much pressure, VJ, is on Kevin Durant to win another ring with this crew in Phoenix?
What's the scale? A 1 to what? What do I get here? A 1 to
1
what?
To 10?
A 1 to 10? Okay, that's great. I love 1 to 10. So I will say it's a 1,117. That's how much pressure.
I could have said 1 to 100. You said 10 for a range.
You said 10. I just wanted to know what your range was. Yeah, 1,117. This is it. Yes, this is it. And I'm gonna bang on this. Like I said, Durant's my guy. I've always messed hard with Durant.
No.
I'm just a tough fan.
I'm just a tough fan.
You don't get it easy with me. I'm a tough fan. I gotta go to the barbershop and defend you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make me look good. I can get on radio talk. Well, Broussard, yes, it's high, man. It's as high as it's ever been in his career. This is it. This is it. You mentioned he's gonna be 35 in September. This is it, bro. You gotta go. I think it's this year. I'm not even saying a 2 year win. I think you got to go get it this year because you don't get healthier, as you mentioned earlier, as you get older. I think this is the biggest pressure he will ever feel in his career will be this upcoming season. Because here you are, you got weapons galore again. And let's say, Chris, let's say they get Dylan Brooks. And let's say they get another, okay, Mason Plumlee was another name I threw there. Let's just say they land those two guys. You really look at this team and go, hey, all right, now you got a big guy that's low maintenance and Plumlee that can crash the boards, play defense, got a back to the basket.
Brooks got some attitude.
Yeah, little game, got a little moxie to him. And then you're going to bring in Dylan Brooks to play with some veterans. And you know what he's going to get. Hey, yo, KD, it's on you, bro. Like, it ain't on Booker. It ain't on Bill. It ain't on Vogel. It's on you. This is the highest pressure in his career, in my opinion, coming up this season, Chris.
Look, I hear you. And a lot of what you said is good. Like, it's hard to disagree with all that. But I'm coming at it a little differently.
It took a breath.
My days of expecting a lot from Kevin Durant are over.
Oh, wow.
I don't mean that he's not still a great player. I do expect him to go out there and give me 26, 27 points. Could give me 29 if he had to, right?
Yeah.
Probably won't have to with that squad. I expect him to have a great individual season.
Hmm.
But team-wise, I don't expect it anymore.
It's interesting.
I don't. Yeah, I mean.
It's interesting.
Because the last two playoff series, I've been stunned at what I've seen from Kevin Durant. He hasn't been bad, but he ain't been Kevin Durant either.
Yeah.
Like Boston, you know, remember all the cat talk people used to talk about? Oh, they couldn't do nothing with Durant in the 90s. What would they do with him back in the day? Come on, the 7-footer. Then you know what they would have done? They would have did what Jason Tatum and the Celtics did to him. They'd have got physical with him, and he'd have had trouble. He turning the ball over left and right, having trouble bringing it up court against the pressure, get physical with him. He was a different player.
He looked bad.
Right. And then Denver, he played better in these playoffs, but still. The Denver, he shot 22% from three in the playoffs this year. Yeah. Aaron Gordon bothered cuz.
Yep.
I mean, physical play. Just, you know, when Durant ain't even got the ball, just a little elbow, a little something to the gut. You know, just a little something. Yeah.
I'm there all night, baby. Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere. Yeah. All night, all series, you going to feel me.
Yep.
And that bothers Kevin Durant. And here's my thing. The question is not, can Kevin Durant win a championship? He's got two. And he was the best player on those teams, even though it wasn't his team. The question is, can he lead a team to the championship?
Yeah.
And where it's kind of, I mean, this is going to probably be Devin Booker's team, but I'm just saying, like, can he be the leader on a championship? That's what we all want to see. Can you lead that team?
Yeah.
And I would say this, VJ, and my correction, Durant shot 22% against Denver.
Denver.
He shot 32.3% from three overall in the playoffs, but 22% in the series with Denver. But my point is this. If they win it, and I want your opinion on this. If they win it this year, let's just say they win it this year.
Okay.
I would bet. Now, Durant would obviously play great. And it wouldn't take anything from the ring. But I would bet that Devin Booker would be the leader. I would bet that Devin Booker plays better. Mm. I'm not necessarily saying he's better than Durant, but I would bet that he would be the one, because he was certainly the one in these playoffs that carried him for the most part. And I feel like he's a stronger personality. I feel like he is more of a leader than Durant. And if they win the championship this upcoming season, look, Durant, I'm sure will play great, but I feel like D-Book would be the one that led him.
First, the not expecting much from Durant, I like that. That's interesting. That's an
team-wise,
interesting,
you know what I'm saying.
I know. Trust me. I know exactly what you're saying. You're looking at it now and like, hey, can this guy, I don't expect him to carry a team, because I have not seen him do it. Like you said, when he was in Golden State, it was unfair. But
yeah,
I think for them to win with this team, he's got to be the better player, not Booker. Because let's get real, Booker has some scoring outbursts in the playoffs this year. But when the money was on the table, when the dice was being rolled, and it was game six in your building, he had 12 points. So he didn't show up that night. So I need you to, and I think Durant had like 15 or 16. Bro,
it wasn't like KD showed up.
I know. I'm with you. But that's the point. Neither one of them did. But I am still of the side that if you're going to win a championship with this Phoenix Suns team, it's got to be Durantula. It's got to be Kevin Durant. Book going to do him, but Book doesn't defend. We've seen Kevin Durant get better defensively. Kevin Durant
Booker's gotten better defensively.
Yeah, but
they're both solid. They're not great defenders. They're both.
I think
solid.
Durant's a better defender, though. I'll give you okay. They're both solid. But if you ask me who's the better defender, I would say Durant's the better defender.
I think Durant Golden State was.
Durant,
but I don't know
about exactly. Yeah. Durant is also the bigger mismatch. You know what I'm saying? No matter who you play, who can you put on Durant? We know the elbow, left and right side. That elbow, that mid-range jumpy for Durant, who's guarding that? I think you can do things defensively-wise to disrupt Booker. It's hard to do things to disrupt Durant other than be physical with him, but I don't see a lot of Western Conference
teams. That's the blueprint now.
But in the Western
Conference, it's not a secret anymore.
But tell me the physical Western Conference team other than the Nuggets, and that's the team they're probably just going to have to get over and get past to win a championship. I disagree. I think it has to be Durant that would be the better player. I think if Booker's their best player in the playoffs next year, they're home by the conference finals. They don't make it to the finals. It's got to be Durant.
If Booker was their best player. And that don't mean Durant is bad.
He was their best player this year.
But let's say Durant gave him 26 and Booker gave him 30 and more assists, obviously, because he's handling the ball. You don't think they – and obviously Beal giving you his 23. Like, I think that could get it done.
I need Durant more Durant for them to have to get to a finals win championship. Durant's got to average more than 26. I need Durant if
on that team.
Yes,
you got three big time scorers.
I know, but still, you still need this. You got to score in the NBA. You got to score in the NBA. You got to defend. You got to be able to stop. But you better be able to. You better be able to put up some points some of these games too, especially in the playoffs. You know, everybody doesn't hold people to 101, 102, 108. You know, sometimes it's 125 to 126.
No, they're gonna have to score.
Yeah, they're gonna have to score. I need 30 from Durant a night for them to win the championship. If Booker's their leading scorer, Booker was their best player this year, Chris, and they lost in six in the second round. And I know they didn't have the time.
Well, they gave Denver more than anybody else.
Yeah, they won. When you mention that point, it is a fact. But that's because Denver swept and beat everybody
like
else
Eddie
in five.
Eddie said, you know, he made a good point. You remember I was watching that game.
Yeah.
They were up.
Game two.
And they were outplaying Denver. Were. Yeah, in game two in Denver.
In Denver. They were. You're right. They were.
And so, you know. I mean, that also leads you to think, man, should they have just kept Chris?
Oh, wow.
Good. You know what I'm saying?
No, no. Good.
I mean, I get it. The injury concerns, I would have been down on it because, you know, you just can't really count on Chris to be healthy.
Yeah.
But maybe he would have been healthy.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.